In the studio, Kelly Filer is back, director of the Selins Grove Rec, the Regional Engagement Center, which has been open for 2 years. Boy, tick-tock, time marches on. Hard to believe. It seems like just yesterday you cut the ribbon there and I wanted to get back there and revisit there. But you are thriving and growing, and what the Rec's footprint is going to grow. So we're going to talk about that in a moment. And you brought one of your good colleagues now. He's been an individual who worked with Susquehanna University to be at the Rec. Now he's an employee. Javier Videla is here. He's the Youth Programming Director. So welcome back. So welcome aboard.
Hello, Mark.
Thanks for coming in, and thanks for coming in, Kelly.
Good morning, Mark.
I'm very glad to see you on the radio, so thanks for coming in.
Rec,
2 years. Holy smokes.
I'm amazed that it's been literally 2 years since I came in here and said, hey, we're going to do this thing called the Regional Engagement Center, and maybe your kids will want to come and hang out there. To here we are today, where I wonder, have we been here 10 years? But I am just so excited that, yep, we built it and they are coming. I'm amazed.
And how did you get associated with the Rec, Javier? What was your first engagement, so to speak?
All right. So I first moved to the area. I'm originally from Cordoba, Argentina. I moved to the area because I got a job at Susquehanna University as the AmeriCorps Vista there. That's how I got partnered with the Regional Engagement Center. And as of July this year, I have been their Youth Programming Director.
All right, so you're working there and making sure that things are happening. For the very first time, though, you're going to have an open house and a celebration, and if it's also kind of a stepping off point for a relatively quiet, not capital campaign, but fundraising campaign.
Indeed. It's also a chance, now that we're kind of at a place where most of our renovations and painting projects are done, to say, donors, please come back. And everyone who has supported us with financial contributions, to in-kind contributions, to say, look at what we've been able to do with all that you have given us. So we are just so grateful, because we really couldn't be here without the community's generous, generous support. And we do have a lot of ideas coming for the future. A lot of them are partnering with other teen centers in a multi-county area, some just dreams for ourselves of things that we know would benefit the area. We've got a lot brewing.
All right. It is this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. at the facility on 8th Street, and you are a former Methodist Church, is what it was?
United Church of Christ.
Okay.
Yep, right down the street. So.
I remember the fire, but I didn't remember whose church it was.
I'm sorry, I was mistaken. I was the youth leader at the United Church of Christ down the street, but the building that we are in used to be was a United Methodist Church. You are exactly right. We have had a couple people show up and say, is this where Agape Land is? And we redirect them to the new church. So.
Right, and they're up on 522.
Exactly. Okay, it was so one of there. The fortuitous story parts.
That's their building. Okay. So that's where the building is. If folks don't know what happens at the Rec, I'll have you both walk me through the activities. We'll start with you, Kelly. What happens in this building?
Well, we start the day with an exercise class at 10 o'clock, which is for community members, mostly seniors, but I definitely get some. I have like 3 generations of one family that come sometimes, and we do just a general weights and good wellness exercise class. Then Javier and I are out and about doing meetings, getting things organized for the afternoon programming, which I'll let him tell you about our main 4 programs.
Please.
Yes. So we offer 4 educational or recreational programs at the Rec every day from Monday through Fridays from 3 to 6 p.m. We have the drop-in program, the Teen Leadership Club, the mentoring program, which is similar to a Big Brother, Big Sister program, and we also have the Tibbetts Cafe, where we teach kids all about business practices.
Oh, okay. So tell me about the business practices classes.
Yes, of course. The Tibbetts Cafe is a model of a real-life cafe staffed by 10 adolescents. Each adolescent receives a stipend for every hour that they work at the cafe. We have staff meetings every month. We plan different things to do. Now we are trying to find community partners for our business at the cafe, the cafe that we have at the Rec, to try to have this local businesses mentor the kids working at the rec.
All right. And how many kids are coming to visit the rec? Give us some sort of idea of the success.
Yes, yes, sure thing. So last year we were having around 60 kids every day. Now this year we have seen between 80 to 90 kids show up every day. So we can tell that the word's getting out there and more children are coming to the rec every day.
Right, and you mentioned that you're looking for businesses who wish to engage the rec, so to speak,
yes,
and to help out there. Elaborate on that.
Well, we would like, for example, to learn some customer service skills from them. We would also like to learn how to have a varied and nutritional meal every day at the cafe to help us have a varied menu. We would like to learn really as much as we can from experienced business owners.
All right. Regional Engagement Center has been a huge success. He alluded to the numbers. What else can you tell us?
I am pleased with all the community partners that we have. Everything from Leadership Susquehanna Valley that has helped us with marketing plans, that we now have Susquehanna University students helping us to carry out. The Mediation Center, the Central Susquehanna Valley Mediation Center is doing an engagement or an empowerment club at the rec on Tuesdays for kids. Transitions of Pennsylvania, which now rents an office in the building, does a teen U group on Tuesdays. That is very popular. After the very first one, they were like, can she come every day? But that's just a chance for them to sit and talk to someone who is not me, not their family, not their teachers. And Cheryl Stumpf did QPR, which is a suicide awareness and prevention program for the Teen Leadership Club last Wednesday. The kids go out and do volunteering in the community. I am just so excited about the familiar faces that keep coming back and the impact that we're having on the next generation. I love that I was there over the weekend with no shoes on doing different work party stuff, and so many different kids came up and were like, Kelly, look at this. Guess what I just did? That makes a difference. That means a lot, and it helps Javier and I keep doing what we're doing.
All right. Well, I'm glad you don't wear shoes either. I thought I was the only one. Okay, well, fabulous. Okay, so this is successful, and it's growing, and a lot of people are getting involved. You have an open house and celebration this week. You want everybody to go to this in the whole region of the Selinsgrove Grove area?
This was a specific invitation, one, to all of our donors and people that we need to say a very specific thank you. Thank you, too. We have treats that are going to be made for us for a specific number by the students of Sun Tech, which I think is really cool. The Josh Davis Trio is going to play some music for us. This first donor appreciation event we're going to have for our invitees, but then we definitely need to do another one that is open for everyone to come and walk through again. We're working on our promotional materials for that, too.
So this particular one is mostly for the invitees this
week.
Exactly. Okay.
Exactly.
Can the public visit the open house briefly at 4 o'clock sharp and check that out?
You know what? If they want to, sure.
Okay. Absolutely. And then look for the even more public open house coming up in the weeks and months ahead.
Absolutely.
Well, we're out of time, or just about out of time, but we have a minute left for each of you to please make a pitch for folks who have supported the rec to go this weekend and to reiterate that it's growing and thriving, and so some more things will be happening. But we'll start with you, Kelly.
Hopefully you also got our first official fundraising bulk mailer over the last week or coming up this week. So pay attention for that in the mail. Every $5, $2, sort of like a political campaign, matters and helps us out in the future. And if you're looking for a way to get engaged with the youth of the community, please consider being a volunteer or a mentor. Our mentor program is thriving, and we're always looking for an adult who's willing to share an hour with our kids.
All right. And Javier, you're helping to change lives and really nurture kids and get them off into a great start at the rec.
Yes, that is definitely our mission. We are trying to engage as many kids as we can. We're trying to inspire ideas and to engage all generations in educational, recreational, and charitable activities.
All right. That is Javier Videla, Youth Programming Director at the REC. They're having their open house and celebration this weekend, 4 to 6 p.m. at the facility on 8th Street. Kelly Filer's here, Director of the Selinsgrove REC, the Regional Engagement Center. So 2 years ago it opened, but I bet the conversations have been going on for 6 years or so about we got to get something cooking in Sealands Grove. I definitely remember that. SealandsGroveRec.com.